T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It does have to make you warm and fuzzy that Jimmy Butler requested a trade and the Knicks and Nets are a part of his request. Did that make you feel good at least?
I'm not saying I'm getting nuts about it.
But that's got no, in all seriousness, that's got to make you feel good.
Rarely do we hear that, you know? Yeah, I want to play for the Knicks. You don't hear it too often.
If you take the request seriously, that means, and the Clippers, Nets, and Knicks have something in common, they all have cap room next year, that Jimmy Butler would consider signing with the Knicks.
It tells you he also wants to play in a big market.
Yes, and he doesn't care about winning.
And he doesn't want to play for the Lakers because he doesn't want to be a second or third fiddle to LeBron.
Here's the problem.
Right?
I completely agree. And I think Jimmy Butler, here's how I describe him. He's an all-star caliber player. He is a good, very good player. Basketball player.
Right, correct.
He is not the number one guy on a championship team.
Absolutely
He's just not.
I completely agree.
If you've got, honestly, and this is pretty rough, but it's probably true, he's probably the third guy. But I'll say second guy, to be fair. So I think Jimmy Butler is a major upgrade for the Knicks. He's a major upgrade for the Nets. He's a major upgrade for the Clippers. But you're not building a championship team around Jimmy Butler. Now, here's why the Knicks should not trade for Jimmy Butler. They don't have a package that can make the deal that you'd be willing to make.
No, absolutely not.
There's no package that you'd say, all right, I'll do it. I can come up with some with the Nets where I'd be willing to make a deal.
You got a better, yeah.
I have a better shot.
I'm not giving up any number one draft choices. And I wouldn't even give up Ntilikina. I would not at this point.
And you know what? No offense. I don't think Ntilikina's getting it done. I mean, if I'm the Timberwolves and I'm looking at the Knicks roster.
No, you're probably right. No, you're right. You're probably right.
I would probably say, all right, I got to get a contract back, and my options are Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway, Enes Kanter. I'd probably lean towards Lee because I'm trying to win right now. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of winning right now and also.
Okay.
And then I'd probably need Kevin Knox.
No, there's no way.
No, I know that. I understand that.
No shot.
But what other young guy am I getting back?
Yeah, Ntilikina? No, I understand.
I don't know how good Ntilikina is.
No, I know. I get it. But, I mean, and the other thing is I would not include any draft choices. That is not happening.
Well, this is a test here for Steve Mills and Scott Perry because the other day we were talking about it briefly at that season ticket event. They said, we will not take shortcuts. We will not trade picks. And, by the way, it got a big applause from the crowd.
It should, of course.
Well, this is put up or shut up time because here is a really good NBA player, an NBA All-Star, who's requested a deal to the Knicks being one of the three teams, and we are going to find out if that's lip service or it's real. I kind of believe Steve Mills.
Well, I hope so. I would be very ticked off if they made that. If they traded for Butler and a number one draft choices or choices were involved
in
that.
And it would have to be. Because
I agree.
If you look at the Nets and the Clippers, you can construct a deal that doesn't involve stuff like that. You can't do that with the Knicks.
No.
I mean, wishful thinking you could, but not in the real world.
No.
So
no.
I think the Knicks have to stay away from this.
Yep.
And I think they will. And the early returns are that they will.
Yeah.
Steve Mills said today, we're not going to, fall in love with shiny objects. That's what he said. It's kind of funny and true.
It's very good.
And Woj has already reported that of the three teams, the Nets and the Clippers are more interested than the Knicks are.
Right.
So
right.
I think they are going to
make the right decision. I'm happy to hear that.
But one thing I've heard about Jimmy Butler is that, he's not a max player. Now, here's my question to that. Is Enes Kanter an $18 million a year player?
Bro.
You know what I mean?
85% of the NBA is way overpaid.
Of course.
Not just overpaid, way overpaid.
Absolutely. So if you base that, if that's your logic, then you'll never add players.
Right, that's right.
Yes, Jimmy Butler will be overpaid when he signs a max deal. Do I think of him as an elite player? I do not.
No.
I think he's a good player.
Yep.
He's a tremendous defensive player, which means something.
He can play both ways in this league.
The other thing there's a few things that concern me about this guy. Number one, what the hell's going on in Minnesota? So him and Andrew Wiggins hate each other. Okay, fine. Maybe they don't like Thibodeau. No, I think it is? I think it's Thibodeau guys and non-Thibodeau guys. Jimmy's a Thibodeau guy, but Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins don't appear to be Thibodeau guys. Mm. So he's basically saying, get me out of here because they're not getting rid of Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right.
So I get the issue with Wiggins. What's the issue with Towns?
I don't want to bring it up, but weren't we also discussing a possible off court situation?
Yes, that's what's been discussed.
There's a rumor about that, right?
There is a rumor Yeah, I don't know how true it is.
That he was, you know, should we say what the rumor is? We'll say it this way, that he was a little too friendly with a lady friend of one of his teammates.
Right.
Is that fair to say
Andrew
that way?
Not Andrew Wiggins.
No. Is that fair to say that
I think
way?
That's well said.
And there you go.
I don't know what's true or what's not true, but here's what we know. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler hates his teammates and wanted to get the heck out of there. And that would concern me. Well, what's he going to think of the teammates with the Nets or the Knicks or the Clippers? What's he going to think about them?
Right.
And the other thing that concerns me is that he's played a lot of minutes in his career, thanks to Tom Thibodeau, and his contract, his max deal he signs with whomever, is going to take him through his 30s. So you have to ask yourself, well, what is he going to have over the life of that contract? I don't care what he did in Chicago. What do
right,
I care?
Right.
I care what he's going to do now. So I don't think it's a slam dunk. But here's the other thing, and I hesitate to say this because I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. We all did it 8 years ago. If you acquire Jimmy Butler, you have a better shot of signing another one of the elite free agents. Mm. You have a better shot of getting Kyrie Irving. You have a better shot of Klay Thompson, specifically Kyrie, but I'll name all of them.
Right, go ahead.
And that's just all of them. Kevin Durant, the whole thing.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're going to get him, though.
Right.
So you got to ask yourself this, because I've seen the Nets do it, and we sort of saw the Knicks do it. Are you literally going to acquire a guy and pay him max money with the main reason being you think he's bringing someone else with him?
You can't do that.
That's
because
a tough one.
No, you can't do it because there's no guarantee he's bringing that guy.
Of course not.
You know?
So you have to think about it this way, Nick fan, Net fan, whatever. Can you live with Jimmy Butler being the guy you acquire and Kyrie not coming along?
No.
If you can live with that, fine. If not, then don't do it.
No. No. I couldn't do that. I'd rather have Kyrie. So.
Well, but it's not about either
no,
or
I understand.
Necessarily.
I get what you're saying, but I mean, you know, the bottom line is from my point of view as a Knicks fan, I hope Mills sticks to his guns. I'm not making that trade for Jimmy Butler. Not the
I don't know how he cannot stick to his guns and then sell that
right.
to everybody.
No, you can't.
He was pretty forceful with his comments today.
I mean,
and his comments
a few
days ago.
You're getting him for Courtney Lee and Tim Hardaway Jr. or something like
that's
that.
That's different.
That's a different story.
That's different.
But you can't, you know, to put a first-round pick in there or anything, you can't do it.
Can't do it. And that's the way I looked at it with the Nets. And Joe was a part of this. We recorded a half-hour Nets fan podcast
right.
about this.
Right.
And you made a special appearance, which
yes.
was very nice.
Well, I just happened to walk in.
No, I know. And so for the Nets fans out there, if you want to hear that, I'll post it after the show. You can hear us break it down. But I'll say this quickly about the Nets. There are deals that I can potentially see Minnesota making that I'd be willing to make, but I'm not trading my first-round pick. That's out.
Nope.
That's out. I am not trading Jared Allen. That's out. And I'm leaning towards not wanting to trade Caris LeVert either. But I think they could make a deal. You know, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is young. He made big improvements last year.
And you would trade your pick from Denver.
Yes. That's different. That is different. I would do that.
Right.
Potentially in the right deal. So I think the Nets and the Clippers have deals that they could make that won't damage you. I don't think it's out there for the Knicks. I think any deal they make to get Jimmy Butler would damage you. And I think Steve Mills is going to be too smart to let that happen.
I would hope so. Let's hope.
But it's got to make
and
you feel good.
And Scott Perry. Let's not forget him.
Okay. And Scott Perry. No, I have no issue with Scott Perry. It's just that Mills is running the show.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I don't have an issue with any of those guys. We'll see. I mean, here's the bottom line for Steve Mills. It's the bottom line for anybody in this town. You can say whatever you want. It's all about actions.
Yep.
You can talk a big game about this. Same thing with Marks. Let's include him. You want to talk about not skipping steps? That's what they both say. And by the way, listening to Mills and Perry, it's like they've repeated everything Marks has said the last 3 years. Culture, don't skip steps, be smart.
Hey,
I think you became my team.
Maybe you're paying attention. Well, they pretty much are your team. I don't see a big difference.
Hey, you know what the big difference is? Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, okay. No.
Well, what do I have? D'Angelo Russell?
I understand that, but I mean, you know, let's... You know, let's not put him in the Hall of Fame.
No, neither are. And
right.
Neither is Kristaps. Yes.
Right, that's what I mean.
But it was funny. Like, every time I hear the Knicks talk, I think I'm listening to Marks. Culture, all of that stuff. But we'll see what happens with Jimmy Butler. I would not be surprised if the Nets get him. I would not. I think Marks is going to be aggressive to add him, but I think he's got to be careful about what he gives up to acquire him.
For you, I hope it happens.
Well, depends.
Right, well, as long as it's the right deal.
Yeah.
I understand.
If they trade the Nets' number one pick, trust me, I won't be happy.
No, you've had enough of that.
No. I need to hold on to my pick for years now. I can't give it up. I need to hug it and never let it go.
Well, you couldn't trade it this year, could you?
Yeah, you could. Now you can.
I guess you could.
Yeah, now you can.
Yeah, but what about the rule where you can't trade number one picks 2 years in
a row? Now it's, but it's, the pick's already been made, so it's over.
Oh, I see what
you
mean.
Saying?
I see what you're
saying. And by the way, that affects the Clippers. The Clippers traded their pick this year, so they can't trade a first-round pick until 2022. So that hurts the Clippers in their pursuit of Jimmy Butler.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.